Happy Friday, everyone. This is Keith at Which For You with a roundup of the latest news stories from this week. Home buyers are benefiting from record low mortgage rates as a government lending scheme continues to drive competition between lenders. Average 2-year, 3-year and 5-year fixed rate mortgage deals are now the lowest in their 24-year history, says financial analysts MoneyFacts. The improvement has been driven by the Funding for Lending scheme, which has offered cheap finance to banks who must now increase their mortgage books to avoid facing fines. Andrew Bailey has been named as the new Deputy Governor of the Bank of England. Former Chief Treasurer Bailey, who first joined the bank in 1985, will join existing governors Paul Tucker and Charles Bean at the beginning of April. Mr. Bailey will also head the new Prudential Regulation Authority as the central bank undergoes a major expansion of its powers this year. Lloyds TSB has been fined £4.3 million by the Financial Services Authority for delays in paying out compensation to victims of PPI mis-selling practices. The regulator found that between May 2011 and March 2012, a quarter of claimants were left waiting over a month for their compensation payment, while almost 9,000 were still waiting after 6 months. The bank blamed the delays on the volume of complaints, and the fine arrives just days after former chief Eric Daniels criticised regulators for instigating large numbers of complaints. And banks should face much bigger fines for their misdemeanours, according to the Treasury Select Committee. MPs said this week that regulators should have the flexibility to impose greater punishments. Currently, the Financial Services Authority allows institutions a discount of up to 30% on fines if they cooperate with investigations, but the committee believes this could undermine the impact of the punishment. And finally, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs has publicly named and shamed tax avoiders for the first time as it aims to encourage people to pay up. The Revenue Service listed the names and addresses of 9 individuals and small businesses, including a hairdresser and a pipe worker in Liverpool and a grocer in Kirkcaldy. But the list has drawn severe criticism from the public and tax experts, who have accused HMRC of choosing easy targets instead of big corporations. For the latest news and product updates, remember to visit us at whichforyou.co.uk.